Blog Talk Radio.
Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And I am very excited with my guest today. Her name is Mercita, which goes by Mercy B. Nolan. She is a financial advisor with Crown Capital Securities, LP. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Mercy is a seasoned career registered financial professional who has been serving clients since 1996. As of this publication, she is a financial advisor with Crown Capital Securities, LP. She's a highly trained specialist who is dedicated to helping her clients define and achieve their financial goals. Mercy holds 4 security licenses, California life insurance license, and a senior client specialist. She has a full-service office in Marietta, California. In over 2 decades, Mercy has helped many women and their families achieve their long-term financial goals. As a successful independent female entrepreneur herself, Mercy is very much attuned to the goals of female entrepreneurs and women professionals. She consistently hones her skills and knowledge base, which enables her to deliver optimum results for her clients. As a passionate lifetime advocate for women and children, Mercy is actively involved in various local and global charities and not-for-profit organizations. One of her favorite charities is Smile Train, a children's charity that provides free cleft repair surgeries to undeserved children in more than 88 of the world's developing countries. She has received numerous awards both for her work as a financial advisor, civic leadership, and a woman and children's advocacy, as well as top recognition for her work as financial advisor. Most recently, she received awards for GSFE's Excellence in Leadership and the Presidential Gold Medal Award for her community leadership and volunteer service. Mercy is an avid reader and world traveler. When not working with clients, mentoring other businesswomen, or raising funds for charity, she spends time with family, planning her next trip, and reads constantly. Welcome, Mercy. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. How are you?
I am terrific, and thank you for having me, Robbie. God bless you for all you do for all of us women, and I really appreciate the time that you devote for all of us to be uplifted constantly and consistently.
I want to know your name and title and a little bit about your company and or organization.
Well, Mercedita is named after my maternal grandmother, who is Mercedes, so I'm the little Mercedes. Crown Capital is a full-service broker-dealer and registered investment advisory firm. I recently joined them last 2019. Very Diva, of which I am the founder and CEO, is an elite women's business networking group, and of which, of course, you are a member. And we are now in 3 states, California, Nevada, and New York. Of course, we launched New York just before the pandemic, and all of a sudden went kaput because of all of our plans for New York has been put on hold because of the pandemic. People can call me or reach out to me at 951-304-2765. So many more information about our Women's Business Networking Group, or they can check veridiva.com. That's veridiva.com.
What is your company's mission, or what drives you to keep going?
Well, my personal mission as a financial advisor is to work hard to win and maintain my clients' trust, very, very important, and be the premier architect of their long-term financial goals. I chose the world the word architect, because many, many people call themselves a financial planner or style themselves a financial advisor, but they do not have the proper licenses to do that. They just like arbitrarily, oh, I like that title. And some people who are actually in loans and mortgages call themselves financial planner. I am not a cleaning lady. I don't do loans. I don't do debt consolidation. I do long-term financial planning for investment success.
That's great. What is your personal background and what makes you so special?
Well, what doesn't make me special? Well, I have a very colorful background, I should say. I am Filipina. I was born, raised, and proudly educated in Manila, Philippines. I immigrated to the United States in 1982, and I have been a U.S. citizen for many, many, many years. In October, I will have served 24 years as a registered financial professional, and as you said in my earlier introduction, I have helped many women and their families achieve their long-term financial goals. I think, personally, I am a woman. I have raised a child as a single parent. I have known what it is to be on both sides of the economic and financial fence. I have both been very, very well cared for as a married woman and as a career person. Then after my divorce, I became a single parent, had to raise my child, my goodness, on my salary. So I think that makes me very well versed in how women want to develop themselves and go further than what they have been dealt with. Because when you are a woman and you're a parent, you wear many hats. I'm sure you can relate to that. I don't want to bore you with all of my credentials because this is not enough. However, I have a full service here in Temecula Valley. People can call me at 951-304-2765. There are so many new laws, one under the Secure Act, that literally affects women and their long-term financial goal and retirement planning. I give a lot of women about 60 consultation, so that just to see if we are a good fit, because I'm very particular which clients I take on at this point in my life and my career. I'm very highly selective with who I want to work with. What other things makes me special? I think that also as an immigrant, as an original immigrant, I see a very different perspective of how things should be. I'm a little bit out of the box, if there is actually a box. I have been trained as a practitioner for the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And in fact, Very Diva Women's Business Networking Group's guidelines are patterned with the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People's Transformational Relationship Networking Model. That's quite a bit. So that's just a couple of things that I'm very, very particularly proud of.
How have things changed for your organization or business during this crisis?
Wow, that's a great question. Well, one thing is my practice has always been an isolated situation because we are under very rigid privacy guidelines. So there's a lot of layers and layers of confidentiality that I have to uphold for the benefit of my clients and for their own protection. So in terms of my practice, not much has changed. However, let me qualify that. Because of the pandemic, there is one aspect of the CARES Act that actually affects people's cash flow. That's one. That's not for me per se as a practitioner, but the things I can help them with. The other one is just before the coronavirus pandemic is the Secure Retirement Act was enacted. It's setting every community up for retirement enhancement. So that's literally the acronym for SECURE Act, setting every community up for retirement enhancement. And it is a sweeping in scope in terms of the legislation that will very, very much impact a lot of my clients, a lot of people planning for their retirement. There are many things that are positive about it. I just want to refer to one highlight is the required minimum distribution age. For example, if you have an IRA, a traditional IRA, which technically came, a lot of the clients usually have their IRA because they retired, and 401ks were rolled over into an IRA. The required minimum distribution age was extended from age 70 and a half to 72 and a half. They also removed the limitation for people who are still employed to be able to contribute to their IRA past age 70 and a half. So those are just two of the things that I think are very impactful. It's four pages of highlights. And I would be very, very happy to discuss that with people. Please give me a call, 951-304-2765, just for an explanation. There's no strings attached, because part of what I do is public service, is to really educate people more. There is so much information, so much noise, that a lot of them are misinformed. And it really pains me to see that in the public, especially in social media. A lot of misinformation are magnified and reproduced and re-disseminated, and people become more confused as opposed to be informed. My goal is to inform people the right way, the right information. So that's where I'm at.
That is great. How are you staying connected to your customers during this time?
I think I have ramped up my phone calls and my emails a little bit more, because typically my clients are very well vetted and they know they can reach me. Sunday is for God, but my top clients know to reach me if there is something really life-changing and earth-shattering that's happening to them. I'm available. They have access to my personal, my direct line, and I always call back. In terms of customer care, I have been sending people information on a regular basis and telling them that these are updates, call me if you want. And like I said, when I review and I sit with my clients, I tell them, I cannot read your mind, so please call me and we can discuss whatever it is on your mind. So it's always been an open door policy in terms of there are no silly questions when it comes to long-term financial planning. And so I highly encourage my clients to call me. Everything is on the table.
That's wonderful. And are you a member of any networking groups or chambers?
I am a member of the Global Society of Female Entrepreneurs. I used to be a member of GSFE, which of course is now GSFE. Of course, I'm founder and CEO of Very Diva Women's Business Networking Group, and I belong to my university alumni group as well. I kind of limit and choose, I'm very highly selective of the networking groups that I join, because I think it's important that when you invest 1 or 2 hours of your time networking, I think you should be able to laser focus what your goals are. Okay, what is my intention when I approach someone? Is this just for a social call? Is this somebody I like to be a social connection? Or is this somebody that I can potentially turn into a client? You never ever really know. And I always put my judgment on hold, but I also know that birds of the same feather flock together. And so if you go to an organization that has high-quality, dynamic, successful women, the chances are you will make a connection with somebody that can effectively be a great networking person with you, for you. So,
what do you think makes you stand out both as a financial advisor and as a female business leader?
I think behavior dynamic is I like to observe. People would typically see me as an A personality, but actually I'm very, very observant. And I tend to stay back and look at people, not look individually to just assess, but see, okay, how are the dynamics working? You know, I see women's great potentials. Sometimes I see them so much more than they see it for themselves. And most of the time I use that knowledge to help them evaluate their own self-perceptions and grow from there. Now, as you know, there's a saying that you can take the horse to the water, but you cannot make him drink it. That's pretty much my experience for many people. Like, they will tell me they need help, but then you give them your time, your gray matter, your knowledge base, and it's all good, you know, when they are listening to you. But a lot of people will not execute. There's a lot of fear. Well, so that's the ability, you know, that I have, but it has to be met. It has to be met for it to be effective. People have to be really wanting to succeed. People will say, oh, this is my plan. I want to reach $1 million in retirement. And then you give them all the things that they need to do, and they still, I'm afraid to do that. Well, you know what? I cannot overcome your fear. I can overcome your questions and give you the right answers. But the fear that person has to overcome for herself, you know. I'm very persevering. I'm relentless. And I'm fun, too. I love to have fun. I'm a girl's girl. I'm also a phenomenal salesperson. And I get a high from teaching and seeing somebody understand what I say. I think teaching is, to me, is more than a sales, because then you see that the person has actually mirrored the idea, the philosophy, the principle, and the knowledge that you're trying to impart. And I get a high from that. When somebody says, oh, I see, it's like a light bulb that, you know, lit up. And I say, wow, that gives me a lot of fulfillment when I see that in someone. I'm also consistent. I think in everything I do, I approach it as a teaching and a leadership situational, a teaching opportunity, a learning opportunity for me and for the person that I'm mentoring.
I actually agree with you about so many people. You show them the way, and then they just drop the ball, and then they wonder why they don't make it. Do you have any upcoming events or specials or celebrations in the work? And then whatever else you want to mention. We have about 11 minutes left.
Yes, I do. May 21st, we have been doing a lot of fun Zoom events with my Very Diva Women's group. A lot of the women, we did two back-to-back. It's called Shake Up Your Makeup with our Mary Kay consultant, Sandy Fuente. Because you know what? I discovered I am in many, I'm like five days out of the week I'm in a Zoom meeting. And I said, oh, dear God, they could actually see me. So I told her, I said, you need to help us look better on Zoom because you are what you project. Mary Kay said, who cares what you're wearing from the neck down? If from the neck up, you look like crap, you know? So we did that. It was very, very well received. So we're doing from head to toe. Now, on May 21st, Hope Work, Hope Chest, is a Brazier Fitness Guru. And she will be teaching us the perfect fit. This is May 21st on Zoom. We have a public announcement on Facebook as well on that. And then we have, of course, I'm part now of an anthology, which I believe you are also. And four Very Diva members are actually authors in this 11-author ship collection of a short nonfiction narrative. It will be rolling out. We don't know yet, right? We don't have an actual event for the
He's looking at May 29th, I believe.
Oh, I hope. Yes, I hope that Governor Newsom just releases all of these things and lets us do our business back to normal, given all the health guides.
Oh, I don't know when the governor. No, I don't think we're going to be back till August.
Oh,
I don't think people trusting it enough to go out until August. And I was talking about the book. The book is going to launch May 29th.
May 29th. Awesome. Well, then, but the actual event will not be until August, right?
It's that first August, the first event that we're doing. I think it's August 26th. I don't know. I don't have the date in front of me.
Okay, well then, given all things being normalized, quote-unquote normalized, then that's one thing that I'm very, very excited about looking forward to. I'm working on a very special book concept. I'm actually interviewing publishers right now. Of course, in October, Very Diva will celebrate its 10th year anniversary, and we are hoping that the travel bans will be eased already. We are all going to Paris to celebrate there, October 4th through 11th. And in between, we are planning different fun, informative, uplifting events via Zoom. So standby is all over different networks. I'm working with Icon Strategies. She is launching a new app called StreamYard. Her name is Shadow Gray, dynamic lady. You should have her on her show as well. And that's about it for now.
Well, we still have 7 minutes, so you want to talk any more about your a little bit more about your business and how people can reach you?
Certainly. Well, for membership on Women's Business Networking Group, is veridiva.com, veridiva.com. We have an amazing Contact Us page, and we answer within 24 hours and let you know if you have any questions about membership. We'll do that. We can Zoom with you. We do not send spam email. We don't have time for that. We have a new feature on our Very Diva page because I think at this time, well, every day we need inspiration and motivation, but even more so during this time of crisis. And I tend not to talk about a lot of serious stuff on our Zoom meetings because I feel that we need to shift from the problem into looking towards the future. Because when people look towards the future, it expands their mind and their attitude beyond what they are presently in. That is my personal philosophy, and I tend to share more motivational events and motivational quotes, inspirational quotes. We have developed a new Daily Diamonds of Wisdom version 2 on our website, and we have short video clips. It's typically like 5 seconds video clips of curated, highly motivational messages for women and, you know, pretty much universally appealing quotes for everybody to be uplifted.
That is great. Well, tell them again how they can get in touch with you.
Yes. For investment-related questions, they may call me at my office, area code 951-304-2765, or send an email via my secure advisor, email mercy.nolan@crownmail.net. Or for any questions about Very Diva, they can call me at 714-393-6739 or verydiva.com.
Oh, Mercy, it's been wonderful to have you on the show today. And, yes, the Very Diva group is an amazing group. And also, Mercy, you are an amazing financial advisor. You're really there for your people, and I was happy to be one of your clients. So that is absolutely fabulous. And I learned a lot from you. So when you say you're there for the client, you really mean it. So thank you, and take care of yourself and stay safe during this time. And thanks again for being on the show today.
God bless you, Robbie. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye.